With today's Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Susan Allen in for Rick Worthington. With the record-breaking snowfalls we've had in the PNW and other parts of the West, we could have a wet spring. And a wet spring brings a worry of fungus issues with a variety of crops. Matt Malone of BASF says farmers should be considering fungicide options now rather than waiting until the last minute.
One of the biggest misconceptions about the fungicide market today is the dexterity that we may have, or the flexibility that we would have relative to what we see in the herbicide market. In often cases, if we've made a mistake with our preventative control in the herbicide world, we have the option to go back and clean up our problems. The fungicide market doesn't really present any of those options. So keeping an eye on what the environment is doing, is it fostering the opportunity for disease development, fungal pathogen development, and are we putting a plan in place now, are we going to be able to react in a timely fashion to get that problem suppressed before we see the actual problem manifest itself in our crop?
Matt says it's important to consider the actual problems that may occur in your area and evaluate the entire situation.
Our biggest concern is oftentimes it's not that we've made a choice, it's that we've chosen not to consider the option, especially in a depressed commodity market. Every one of our input decisions are being scrutinized, which begs the question about if we are going to make this choice to use a fungicide, have we truly evaluated the pros and cons?
That's Matt Malone of BASF. This has been today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Susan Allen.